This is WBAA. I'm Greg Kostraba. The Tippecanoe Music Teachers Association presents their Monster Concert Thursday evening at 7 o'clock at the Long Center. Beth Hill is here from the Tippecanoe Music Teachers Association, and Christopher Hearn, who's a 10-year-old that's going to be participating for the second time in the Monster Concert. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Beth, let's start with you. The Monster Concert's been going on every couple of years now for a long time. For someone that maybe hasn't gone to it before, what should they be looking forward to?
We're very excited to have a lot of area piano students playing. We have about 20 teachers that have participating and have about 180 students playing, not all at once. We have 10 grand pianos set up on the Long Center stage, and oftentimes we'll have two people per bench, so you've got 20 people playing all at once. And we have a conductor, Nadia Dubikovsky, who will be conducting them. So it's a good opportunity for students to just get a chance to play like an orchestra, a piano orchestra, and enjoy playing music together.
So 10 pianos on the Long Center stage, it's kind of cramped, isn't it?
It can be kind of crowded up there, but yes, the students will walk to their pianos and wait for the conductor to start them, and then I'll play the same song all at the same time, so it'll be interesting.
Now, are all of the students a certain age or ability level?
The concert is kind of graded, and it's for any students that are in grades 2 and up. So we have from ages about 7 to adult playing. We'll start off with some easier pieces. There's a version of the Surprise Symphony and the Merry Widow Waltz that are for young students with their teachers or with their parents or with another adult, and then up to some juniors and seniors in high school that have been working really hard and are really excited to play some of their pieces, like Slavonic Dances by Dvorak and the Malaguena by Lacona. And teachers will also get a chance to participate as well. Teachers will be playing the Washington Post March and a couple of pieces from Carnival of the Animals.
So you'll have different ability levels, and then there must be a lot of choreography going on, getting people off stage and on stage where it doesn't take a long time, because you want this to keep moving.
We want to keep moving, yes. We've had some great rehearsal managers and stage managers who will be behind the scenes taking kids from the back of the auditorium through St. John's Pavilion and up onto the stage and take their bows, walk off, and the next group will come on, and we'll hear a little bit about it from a narrator, and it's pretty exciting.
It is exciting.
Now, you've done this before, Christopher. Tell us about what it's like for you when you're about to go on.
Me and my partner, Grace, we've been doing this for 2 years, and the first year, me and her were both very nervous. But she said, which I didn't really agree with her, she said that the songs were easy, which I said that they were mild.
How long have you been playing piano?
I've been playing since kindergarten, so that's like, what, 5 years?
Mm-hmm. And you've been taking lessons with Miss Hill all this time, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you find it's different about playing with a person than playing by yourself?
Playing by myself, if I make a mistake, I can just start over. With somebody else, you have to just keep going. You have to keep going in this concert or else everything will be jibber-jabber.
And as a teacher, Beth, what kind of elements of music are you able to teach through these duets and then ultimately the 20 people playing?
Well, it's very exciting to see the students get excited about playing music with other people. They work a lot on their own at the piano, and so they get a chance to follow the conductor, like Christopher said, to keep going and learn how to, if they make a mistake, they have to be able to jump right back in. And so it's a good practice to learn how to listen very well to other people and listen to what's going on, listen to a lot of different styles of music. It's a different atmosphere playing on a big stage like the Long Center and following a conductor and just see how that all works together and be able to play up to tempo. And I'm just very glad for the support of the Tippecanoe Music Teachers Association. We have a lot of good piano teachers in our area who are just really wanting to promote the arts with their students and just promote the arts in our community. And we're just excited to have this concert and hope a lot of people can come out and attend.
Beth Hill from the Tippecanoe Music Teachers Association talking about the Monster Concert. It's Thursday evening at 7 o'clock at the Long Center. Tickets will be available at the door. Christopher Hearn, a 10-year-old, in his second Monster Concert. Thanks to both of you for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
For WBAA, I'm Greg Kostraba.